Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning episode of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You guys can follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt, and this podcast being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com. Couple things on Omaha Steaks, guys. Okay, so I know you've been hearing a lot, all right? Sometimes we get fatigue, fast forward, we get a little bit annoyed and bored by the sponsor. Okay, I understand that, but it's an important piece to the podcast. So I talk about the free nature of this podcast all the time, right? But in order for this podcast to continue and for this podcast to succeed, it's important that we use the sponsors, okay? If you have a chance to order something from the sponsors, please do that, okay? We will have different sponsors that will continually come in and out, but Omaha Steaks has been with us for a long time. So if you've had this moment where you're like, oh man, I want to buy it, but like I didn't have a time or I forgot, this could be your opportunity to do so, okay? This helps the podcast. You guys always talk about, Matt, you made me money. How could I say thank you? And I always say, buy something from the sponsor. That's how you thank betting pros. It's how you thank me by doing that. Okay. So it's not so much like I'm giving you a sponsor read. Yeah, it's an advertisement. Okay. It's somebody who is keeping this podcast alive. So it's a different type of thing here. Okay. Because this podcast is about community. I'll talk more about the community here in just one second. But if you haven't gone to OmahaSteaks.com and you haven't used the promo code JUICE before, this could be the time to do it, all right? Because they've got these 24 burger flight packages available. It's filet, it's New York strip, it's ribeye, it's brisket, it's sirloin, and it's porterhouse burgers. 24 of those for $89.99. Okay. Now you might go, Matt, 24 burgers. I don't know what I'm gonna do with 24 burgers. Look, it's the summer. Okay. It was 90 today in Vegas. Okay. It's grilling out weather. You will rip through that so fast. But the beautiful thing about these burgers is they come frozen. You can use them whenever you want. Plus, you don't have to thaw them out. You just chuck them on the hot grill and they cook. It's incredible. I do it all the time. It's an awesome fast meal for your kids, for yourself. If you're having a cookout, a barbecue, something, a pool party or whatever, $89.99. It's a pretty darn good deal for 24 burgers from OmahaSteaks.com. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, order the perfect burger perfection flight today. Use the code JUICE at checkout to unlock the deal. 24 burgers, $89.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use the code JUICE at checkout. Hurry, because this is a limited supply, a limited time offer at OmahaSteaks.com with the promo code JUICE. Okay. A bunch of you guys have been wanting me to talk about this, and I've been... It's not that I've been hesitant to talk about this because it's a little bit sad. Not a little bit sad. It's extraordinarily sad, but I don't know what my place is in this, because a dear friend of ours, and you know, sometimes, you know, if you're Italian like I am, somebody says a dear friend of ours, you know what that means. But we have handles on the Discord channel. Everybody has their own. I'm Sports Talk Matt on everything. Okay. D Nizzy was somebody, has been somebody that I've met in person. It's somebody that I speak to quite a bit. It's somebody who has his own channel off the Daily Juice channel. He has his own sub thread because of how good a gambler he is and how many games he bets. And the frankly, you guys wanted it. And you guys wanted to know what he was playing and what he was betting. I got a note a couple days ago from him that said, I just want to let you know that my wife has passed away. Now, I sent him a note and he didn't respond. So with him not responding, I thought it was a little bit not my place to talk, but I got a bunch of messages from you guys saying, why didn't you talk about this on the Daily Juice? This is what we do. This is the community. You're the leader of the community. You're supposed to talk about this. I said, okay. So I waited and I haven't heard back from him because I wanted to hear how he was doing and I don't know how he's doing. So that's why I waited. That's why I didn't bring this up. And it's a heavy topic. It's a sad topic. And I don't know the details. Okay. I don't know a lot. I just know what he wrote to me on a DM and said, the Juice community has meant a lot to me. And being a part of this has helped me through a really difficult time because my wife passed away on Monday. And look, I don't know what to say to that, except that we're here for you. The community is here for you. And there's a lot of people who are on the Discord channel. Look, I mean, the Discord channel started back in December of 2021, I think we started it. It's been at least 3 years, but it was, you know, there was nobody on it. Guys like Dean Izzy helped it grow, helped it turn into what it is today, which is over 35,000 users. It's one of the biggest Discords in the gambling space, is the Betting Pros Discord channel. Okay. We started it from the Daily Juice. Nobody really knew what to do with it. Dan Harris was like, we're going to start this thing called Discord. It was a video game channel where people went on there and talked about video games, but it's turned into something much different, and it's grown, and it's grown rapidly. But a lot of it had to do with the fact that guys like Dean Izzy took ownership and wanted to be a part of the community. And so if you have a chance to write to him, I don't know. I haven't seen him post. He has not answered my DM, so I don't know how he's doing, but I want him to know that we're thinking of him, that we're pulling for him, and that people want to do anything and everything. They want to do a fundraiser for you. Okay. They want to help you in any way that they can. And I don't know how to do that, because right now, when we were doing the Daily Juice in the first year, the audience size was a lot smaller and the eyeballs on this podcast were a lot less. And so we did a podcast where we used TJ and Cecilia in Chicago to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. And we raised money in the first time. We raised money when we hit 1 million listens. We raised money when we hit 5 million listens. My ex-wife's sister's husband, like my ex-brother-in-law, if you want to call it that, we raised $40,000 for him. He passed away, had an unbelievably horrific form of brain cancer. He passed away at a very young age, and you guys were there for me. It's still my family. It's my daughter's family. It's, you know, and he passed away, and you guys were there for Daryl, and you raised a ton of money. So when and if it's appropriate for us to rally for Dean Izzy, for his family, for him, we will do so. But I just wanted to say that at the top, that I haven't said anything here on the podcast and I haven't talked about it because I don't know the full details. And I don't know if he really wanted me to do this or not. Okay. So I didn't know, but enough of you thought like I was slacking or I wasn't doing my part that I felt like I had to say something, because I want to be as supportive as he wants us to be. I want us to do as much as he wants us to do. If he doesn't want us to do anything, I don't want to do anything. Okay. So that's why it's now Thursday and this happened Monday and I haven't talked about it, because I didn't feel it was my place yet. But now I felt like I needed to say something. It's been a couple of days and I haven't heard from him. So if you're listening, Dean Izzy, or you're watching, Dean Izzy, please, you know, reach out. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know what I can do. Let me know how I can help. Let the community know how we can help, because we want to help you. If any way, form or fashion, we want to help and show you support. And even if it means donating to a certain cause in your wife's name to help raise awareness for whatever happened, we would love to do it. Okay. But those are details I don't have. Okay. So that's where we are. And that's hopefully we'll get some more details later on. But if he doesn't want to tell us, I understand. He doesn't have to do anything, like nothing. So, but we're thinking about you. That's the most important thing. We're here for you. We're thinking about you. The community is here for you in a really, really hard time. I know it sucks. I can only imagine. So, you know, whatever we can do to help make your life just a little bit easier, we would love the chance to do it. So sorry to get off on kind of a rough note and a sad note, but I think it was important just to say that. Okay. 1-2 last night. We've gone 2-1, 1-2, 2-1, 1-2. This is just kind of how I go with three bets. It's okay. It's just one of those weeks, right? Back and forth, back and forth. We got both basketball bets wrong. We got the baseball bet right. Royals scored on the top of the ninth inning to get us there, thankfully. So it wasn't an 0-3 day. We took a shot. I'm going to take a shot today. Okay. We took a shot on two dogs in the play-in. Both dogs lost outright. Heat lost by one. That was a plus 170. If you bet you took the points, you cashed. That's good. But I was taking a shot. I wanted to see if I could, you know, win one of the two. And then we would have been profitable. We lost them both. So we lost two units there, won a unit back. So down one unit for the day yesterday. Let's talk baseball. Okay. Marlins at the Cubs. Cubs are 6-1 at home. Marlins are 2-4 on the road. They're 4-15 overall. AJ Puck. P-U-K? Pook? Pitching for the Marlins? 0-3, 5.91 ERA. Jameson Taillon making his debut here for the Cubs, pitching for Chicago. Money lines minus 150. Okay, it's expensive. I'm betting it. Okay, I don't know what I lean toward this game being under because the Marlins don't score. Okay. That's my concern, but this is the first time the Cubs and the Marlins are playing. The Marlins are awful. I mean, they're just an awful team. They can't score. They may be the worst team in baseball. Their offense is just absolutely God awful. So it doesn't really matter to me who's pitching for the Cubs. They're going to look decent, better who it is. But you know, the Marlins, in terms of runs scored, they've scored 70 runs. Now, the Nationals have scored 66 runs. The Phillies have only scored 72 runs. Runs allowed, though, 105. By far the most in the division. 105. Washington's given up 80. Braves are giving up 79, for instance, okay? The only other National League team that's given up more than 100 runs besides the Marlins are the Rockies, who give up 117 runs so far, okay? They've scored 76 runs. Their run differential is minus 41. The Marlins' run differential already is minus 35. Those two are the worst. Or the worst is the White Sox. 54 is the White Sox run differential. We're going to make a lot of money this summer just betting against the White Sox and betting against the Marlins. The prices right now aren't really all that bad, but minus 150, Cubs money line. 1.5 units down, Cubs to win the game. Okay. Beat the Marlins, first game of the series, money line. Second bet, Guardians against the Red Sox. Total's 9.5. Why? This seems really high. So the Guardians are 12-6. They're 9-3 on the road. The Red Sox won 2-0 yesterday. Red Sox have scored 0-7-2 runs in this series. Boston's offense is just anemic. It's feast or famine. Okay. Either they score 7 and they scored none. They won 2-0. Okay. Lost the first two games of the series. They won the third game of the series. Carrasco's going. Carlos Carrasco is one of the better pitchers for the Guardians. 0-1 at 3.55 ERA. Red Sox have Bernardino going. He's an opener. All right. We'll see how many innings this guy's going to go. It's one, two innings. Okay. He's pitched in four games. The Red Sox have lost all four games that he has pitched. 10-7 on the 16th of April, but 6-0, 7-0, 7-5 back on the 10th against Baltimore. He's not bad though. It's not his fault. Zero earned runs, one earned run, zero earned runs, zero. He gets three or six outs. That's it. Then they go to the bullpen. Red Sox bullpen is not good. It's scary. I'm going to give you that, okay? But Red Sox don't score. I lean towards the Guardians winning the game. I think the Guardians will win the game. But the Red Sox are favored for some reason, okay? Like, I think the Guardians probably should be the team. You want to take plus 105 on Cleveland? I don't hate it. I'm going to play the under 9.5. Red Sox have been pitching fairly well. Again, they got some decent guys, left-handed pitchers. I don't think the Red Sox would score much against Carrasco. You can bet Red Sox team total under if you want to just bet that. But I'm going to bet the under 9.5. Red Sox Guardians under 9.5, minus 110 for 1.1 units. All right, so two baseball plays. These are teams that we have bet on in the futures market and bet on a lot this year, right? Cubs over, Red Sox over, okay? Marlins under for win totals. Red Sox are 3-6 or 10-9. They go 10-9 the entire year for every 19 games. We're good. We cash that over 77.5 wins. We cash that. Perfect. Okay. Just keep going with the Red Sox as a 500 baseball team, and we're all good. Under 9.5. Offense not going to score today. Early game, by the way, 1:35 Eastern time start, 10:35 Pacific time. Early day game. Red Sox, Guardians, under. Going under 9.5 for the Red Sox and the Guardians. And then one more play. It's the last day of the regular season. Sharks are on the road at the Flames. Puck line is even money. Here's some crazy stats. So the Sharks this year are 37-44 on the puck line, down 11 units. But the Flames are 35-46 on the puck line, down 22.5 units. Like, woo, that's amazing. Okay. That's a crazy number. Total is 6 or 6.5, depending on the book that you're looking at. I lean towards the over, okay? But 8-28-4, the Sharks. Like, just an abysmal season. They have 19 wins on the year. 19-53-9. They beat, on the 15th of February, they beat the Flames 6-3 in Calgary. Flames won in San Jose 3-2 in overtime back on the 9th of April. I cannot see the Sharks giving a flip about this game. This is Calgary's chance to get a W. It's even money. It's our last time to bet on the Sharks. It's their last game of the regular season. Let's go ahead and take it. Sharks to lose by more than one goal. Calgary on the puck line. Calgary laying a goal and a half, even money for the Flames up against the San Jose Sharks. We'll say goodbye to them. You also can do a parlay of the Kings and the Flames if you want. Chicago's not beating the Kings today, okay? LA Kings will win that game today. You can bet that if you want, okay? But I don't want to do a parlay here today, but I don't mind doing a Calgary Kings parlay if you want to do that. Instead, we'll just go and take puck line, even money on Calgary. Okay, so three bets today. Cubs money line -150, Calgary even money on the puck line, Red Sox in Cleveland under 9.5 for 1.1 units. So 3.6 units in play today for us here on a Thursday. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me across all socials at Sports Talk Matt every morning. Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com.